To digitally sign or encrypt mail, you need a digital ID that's been assigned by a Microsoft-approved provider. Let's assume that both you and Joe Howard have already obtained digital IDs. Before sending this message, let's digitally sign it so that Joe will receive a copy of your certificate, which includes your public key. Click the Tools menu and then click Digitally Sign.
This red ribbon icon indicates that the message is now digitally signed. Click Send. The message is sent. Because you digitally signed the message, Joe can be certain of the identity of the sender and that the message hasn't been tampered with.
Let's configure Outlook Express to digitally sign all outgoing messages. Click the Tools menu and then click Options. Click the Security tab. Select this checkbox and click OK. Now all of the messages you send will be digitally signed.
To check if you've received a reply to the message sent earlier, click this button. A new message is available in the inbox. Click the inbox folder.
The red ribbon that's attached to the envelope icon indicates that the message is digitally signed. When you receive a digitally signed message, Outlook Express will automatically add the sender certificate to your address book if you don't already have it. The red ribbon that's attached to the sender's entry in the contacts list indicates that a certificate has been added.
You can read a digitally signed or encrypted message like any other message. Double-click the message to open it. Outlook Express displays a help screen in the message window the first time you open a digitally signed or encrypted message. Click below the scroll box on the scroll bar. To view the message, click Continue.
Now that you have Joe's certificate, you can send him an encrypted message. Click Reply. To save time, the text of the message will be added and a file will be attached for you. Now click Encrypt. The blue padlock icon in the message header indicates that the message is now encrypted.
Click Send. The message is sent, and Joe is the only user who will be able to open it. In addition, because the message is digitally signed, he can be sure that the message was actually sent by you and that it wasn't tampered with in transit.